There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes.
You know what song I heard on the way to the studio today? No woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry.
But then it seems like also he was crying a lot.
Well, it's weird to like.
It's literally Bob Marley and the Wailers. I think all they do is cry.
Wow, that's true. It is just about them crying. I guess I didn't even think about that. I don't know why I thought it was about telling a woman don't cry.
Oh, I didn't think of
no
it like
woman.
This.
No cry. I don't know if that's true or not.
I never thought of it as a command.
Yeah, I didn't
I
know.
Thought it was more like, man, I don't have a girlfriend, but I'm not going to cry about it.
Wow.
Anyway, welcome
two
to...
Two different stories, two different men.
Welcome to Side Stories, wow. Everyone. That's why the jury system is innately flawed, but it's the best we can do. Welcome to Side Stories. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
Yeah.
We want to thank Ooh. Everyone who's been calling into our shows on Monday on Sirius Radio, 4 p.m. PST.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much. Your calls have been wonderful, and it's been great to get to chit chat with you.
It's so cool to be in a studio. They got free coffee.
By the way, I found out I was stealing an employee's coffee because the ice coffee.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we just immediately ran in there like rats.
Whoa,
we just rampaged.
We were Hank the Tank. Man's lunch?
We were literally Hank the Tank.
Wow.
I thought it was Universal Ice Coffee,
mm-hmm.
but then I went back in there and now the guy had separated all of it into individual coffee cups. So it was, he was letting me know that coffee belongs to someone. And
wow.
I was just like, I'm just here for an hour a week, bro.
We just finally got back into a studio somewhere, some kind of professional space, and we immediately stepped all over the office protocol. We just ruined the piece.
Ruined it all.
Well, because it's probably that one guy.
There's two people that work there.
Yeah, you got the lovely security people at the desk, and then there's this one guy with the rat tail that hangs out, like, I don't know what he does.
Listens to radio.
He
literally listens to the shows because he says, good job, when I go get coffee at halftime.
Nice.
I'll call it halftime. And that's all he does.
Wow.
Other than that, no idea. He probably knows information about the president of Sirius Radio, and that's why he has a job.
He was there, like, obviously, he's the last person that can still cancel Stern.
The only way to cancel Stern, if you find out, is his hair is fake.
That is a big conspiracy theory.
Is that real?
Yes,
really?
Saying that whether or not, because I feel like a lot of people that disparage Howard Stern, they call him wigs.
Oh.
You know, the idea because he might have a big wig on. I actually don't know. We've never been in the same room as the man. I know that his hair does look surprisingly lush.
What is more controversial, the hair on Howard Stern's head being fake or Stevie Wonder isn't blind? What would shatter Ooh. Your world more if you found out one of those two things was true? Because the lies, the deception, what could we possibly believe ever again?
Howard Stern, I would just say, like, okay, that's, I guess it makes sense. You went from having some of the most luscious
beautiful
locks in
hair.
The world, and maybe you did get one of those acute alopecia things where you lost it all in one go, and that's a tragedy.
That's brutal, dude.
Absolutely. You have to go, and you have to, like, you know, keep your whole vibe together. So that I can understand. Stevie Wonder being blind, and also at the same time, I'd actually think he's a more powerful performer, that he spent all of this time fucking doing the, you can't see on the radio, but doing the walking around. Eyes roll back. That's staying in character.
He would be a true wizard if that was the case.
He'd be like Lady Gaga doing that stupid ass Italian accent
Gucci.
All through lunch.
Gucci.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that fantastic? Shaquille O'Neal does question if Stevie Wonder can see, because Stevie Wonder did say, hey, Shaq, when he was with Shaq in an elevator. However, Shaq is 7'3".
We've covered
so maybe
this.
He can sense it. But anyway.
He can see some kind of shadows and he can smell sound. So Stevie Wonder is incredibly talented. You don't know what.
Honestly, smell sound? Was he an MK Ultra?
Just don't try to steal his shit if you're around him. Don't try to pull like, oh, he's blind. He doesn't get a thing. He is the daredevil. And we have another correction. Obviously, we were incorrect when we said that we did not know. I made a funny little joke about Australia sitting on the sidelines and watching Vietnam from Australia. I know for a fact now, because we got corrected, that, oh, yes, the Australians did fight in Vietnam.
They did fight in Vietnam, but not as many.
Don't get our veterans mad. There's 11 veterans that will come and kill us. They will get
in Australia.
I don't know how. They're going to get in a kayak. And they're going to somehow get across the Pacific and they're going to kill us one by one by one because they could be Marines.
I would say this, participating in Vietnam is nothing to brag about, but whatever.
Whoa.
You want to hang your
You're
hats
disparaging
on.
Our boys?
I think that they were quite upset to be there.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not saying that it was a fun war.
Oh, my. Although, for an... You know, they didn't even have the music that we had that came from Vietnam. They didn't get to listen to it in Vietnam because it came out a couple of years later.
Yeah.
So, like, the first round of people were still listening to, like, Kenny Youngman jokes. And I think it was really bad. But then once the rock and roll came in, I'm just judging this on movies. It seemed like it was pretty brutal.
That's all we know about war is from film. So, again, apologies to the Australian Vietnam vets.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Do we say that to them?
I don't know, but I will say, and I'm not going to double down by saying, I wonder if you went over there on kangaroos, because that's also not helping the apology. So we will learn about Australians in Vietnam when we do eventually some form of Vietnam series that Marcus is going to make us do at some point.
Well, that will be wonderful and brutal.
Intense.
And sad.
Talking about wonderful, brutal, and sad all at once. Yeah. Because I don't even know why I said wonderful, but it is, it's interesting.
When it comes to age, isn't it nice to grow older?
We don't know.
We don't know. Well, for this person, Harvey, they're 83 years old. But you know what? That didn't stop them from doing what they love, which is killing.
Straight up cold-hearted murder. Harvey Marceline, who is a trans woman from New York City. That's my town.
New York.
83 years young. Just got off of parole in 2019 for stabbing her girlfriend, right? This is already from a 1986 conviction. Has been found and been arrested with another gruesome killing in the middle of Brooklyn because this person left a full decapitated, de-armed, de-legged torso in an open trash bag on a Brooklyn street this week.
This trash bag, I believe,
83 years old.
Weren't we discussing this with Marcus? And Marcus was saying this seems like a hit. And you were saying this seems as if maybe someone just lost a cadaver. But this is very interesting. It turns out it was an 83-year-old, an octogenarian. But the killings go back for Harvey. They go back to two prior killings dating back to 1963. So from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, they just haven't stopped. I'm starting to think Harvey may not be ready for the outside world. And maybe they need to go back into the prison.
Seriously, sorry, Harvey's a stone cold fucking demon. And at 83 years, I didn't even know how you do this all physically. So they found this on the street. First of all, a body was found a week ago on the corner of Atlantic and Pennsylvania Avenue. This is down outside of Cypress Hills in Brooklyn. It was just outside a construction safety gear shop. And someone who noticed, they said basically they saw, they're like, I think there's a torso in a fucking bag out here. Like, literally, just called the police. And like,
what was that?
Okay. And then they went and look at it because then they found a leg just sticking out of a pile of trash.
That's not good, man. I mean, I just, you know, is there anything? Obviously, you're dead. You're decapitated. But it's a little bit rude to just throw my torso in the middle of the road, trash my leg. Make an art structure out of it. Do something where at least my memory can be sort of like, you know, shown to the world.
Something interesting. Because content is what you mean. You hope your corpse will create content for someone else.
Absolutely. And that's why I always believe that Charles Manson should have just given his love to Star, and then Star could have Charles Manson's body. And it would be rolling around the streets of LA as we speak. But the 68-year-old victim, Susan Lydon, that is the torso that was the person. That's who the torso belonged to.
Yeah.
So you know that things didn't work out great for Susan when you're like, that torso belonged to Susan, because, of course, we assume it's now detached from the rest of her body.
Well, they went and they looked. They found, because apparently she was found. They had a connection at this LGBT center in Brooklyn where they met.
So this is her hunting grounds. This woman's hunting grounds was the LGBTQ center, which is very sad.
Yes. And Harvey seems to be the type of person that, I'm going to go on a limb, I'm going to say some of this is out of jealousy. And that when you spend 50 years in jail, because then she, like, her entire life, 50 of her 83 years have been spent incarcerated. So,
I mean, she killed two people.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And the last one was for this run of 36 years, or was it from 1986 to 2019?
They kind of gave Harvey a freebie with the 63 double murders. Yes. They were like, all right, we'll put you away for 17 years. Go have a good life after that. But then Harvey was like, I got a passion, and goddamn it, I'm following it.
But if you look at even just the way it tracks, so she was found, Harvey Marceline was found guilty of murder in 1963 for stabbing a girlfriend, right? For killing, this was the first living girlfriend. For 1963, for shooting her live-in girlfriend, Jacqueline Bonds, right? At the time, Marceline was also facing an attempted rape charge involving another woman. And they gave, they gave Marceline life in prison after jurors were unable to agree on whether the crime justified a death penalty. She was then released on parole in 1984, what was called lifetime parole, immediately stabbed another girlfriend less than a year later and leaving her body again, originally in a trash bag on the street near Central Park.
That's very
interesting. So this is her MO.
And that was under Ronald Reagan, of course. And of course, what HW was able to get elected was the Willie Horton ad that they ran against Dukakis in 88. But it seems like Mr. Ronnie Reagan had a similar policy that led to somebody's death.
Yes. And so the way they tracked her down is unfortunately when they, her latest victim, when they went and searched for Susan Layden, they found CCTV footage of Susan Layden walking into this apartment building with Harvey Marceline, right? And to be honest, this must be a spry ass 83-year-old. Like,
dude, seriously.
I mean, you're working out in jail, I guess. I don't know what kind of fucking, I don't know what Wheaties she's eating. She's eating a lot of egg whites or something. I've been watching this Instagram account called The Liver King, where it's this big, huge guy just eating raw calf hearts and like eating like marrow out of the bone. He seems real energetic.
Why?
He's forcing his family to do it.
That can't be healthy.
The family is, the family looks scared of him, but they also all just literally drink blood all day, and they are very clear skin.
I am not, I'm just not a marrow fan. I still don't believe it's dinner.
You should, raw and covered in blood, this is real, that it's supposed to, I guess, taste good.
No.
It's not. I can't, I love marrow, but it needs to be caramelized.
Hank the Tank doesn't even do that. Hank the Tank eats pizza rolls.
Yeah. And so they went in, they caught CCTV, they saw Susan Layden going into this building, and then they did not see her come out.
They only saw
this woman come out, Harvey Marceline. She came out, and I guess slowly but surely putting out the trash. And then they found this, which is incredibly sad. It's just wild, I guess, because when they finally went to investigate, they found Susan Layden's decapitated head. They found the head part
right
in the living room with a circular saw, and found a leg, her other detached leg, in Harvey Marceline's wheelchair.
Harvey versus Robert Durst has to be a movie.
Oh, they my are, God. It's like Chucky versus the Leprechaun. That is a good mixture. Those two fighting each other, man.
Oh, Chucky versus Leprechaun has to happen.
Wow, that's a really fun idea because they are probably the same weight.
Yeah.
Both could easily be defeated with a baguette. Like, if you had a baguette and you hit them both in the legs,
bro,
they will fall apart.
Push back a little bit, because I just rewatched again the original Child's Play, because these television networks have no idea what to air anymore.
Yeah.
So they're just airing cheesy 80s horror, because I think they can get them for free.
Yep.
The original Chucky's truly scary.
It's wonderful.
Because he does not fuck around. They burned him. He's
Brad
like,
Dourif. Brad Dourif, you need to thank for that.
The soul of Chucky is very strong.
Yes.
So I actually, it's like everyone be like, just kick him. You can try to kick him, but he's wise. He's smart.
He's immortal. He's a plastic doll with a serial killer inside of him. So yeah, he can keep coming and coming and coming. And you got to remember that about being fucking small is that honestly, you better fucking kill me. You better fucking kill me. You don't want me coming back, dog.
Well, that is absolutely correct. All right. Well, so Harvey is now going to go back to prison
back
where
to
they
prison.
Belong. And our hearts, of course, always go to the victims.
Families.
Be careful, because obviously, they were hunting people that were marginalized, and it ain't right.
But honestly, it's weird. But what happens when you're also marginalized and you kill the marginalized? And no one's looking for anybody.
That's the conundrum.
Yeah.
That's the gray area of law enforcement where, unlike Hank the Tank, which I'm just going to keep on mentioning for some reason.
You like him.
They don't really care. All right. But
I do want to talk about this one thing real quick
that
I missed talking about last week. And it's really important because of the things around it. So have you done any reading about this? In Japan, there was an 1,000-year-old, what they called a killing stone.
Ooh, yeah.
It's said to contain an ancient demon. And you're like, great, good. You got that rock there? Okay, excellent. So we've taken care of the demon, right? It's in the rock. They're like, yes, absolutely. It's taken care of. Don't even worry about it, sir. That rock cracked open in mysterious circumstances, and we don't know what happened.
Oh, my God. This is horrifying.
Now, according to the local legend, it was a killing stone that trapped the spirit of a malevolent being.
Oh,
right?
No.
You're saying that maybe like there's some long story that's attached to it. I really want to get into it. It's by Tomomo no Mai. Oh, wow. I nailed that.
Maybe.
Was an ancient demon from Japanese mythology.
Oh,
that
my
took
God.
The
you just
form.
Said its name.
Yeah, it's gonna be the form of a beautiful woman, right? Now, the story was supposed to be part of this. The creature was supposed to be released like kind of fucking Pumpkinhead, which is metal, right?
Pretty sweet.
It was supposed to kill Emperor Toba, right? Emperor Toba, ruler of Japan from 1107 to 1123. Looking at the paperwork here.
All right. Not the longest run,
now,
but that's okay.
Sure. But so the I guess this demon was corralled. It was put inside this rock and they're like, we got it. Right. And so now what they're saying is apparently what they're saying is this is why I'm suspicious.
OK,
they're like natural circumstances has caused this. Right. They're like, don't worry. What we've seen now is that it's water damage on the rock. They said that it created little hairline fractures within the rock. And then just happenstance, the rock broke on its own.
Okay, well, this is all in the small town of Nasu, and it is a volcanic stone, so perhaps that makes it stronger or weaker? Let us know. I don't know. Does that make it bigger and better and badder, or does that make it more susceptible to cracks? Either way, what do we know about cracks? Sometimes it leads to freedom. Look at the Liberty Bell. So maybe this
what?
Demon comes.
Well, sometimes
it liberates
us
from our own lives.
Or it tortures you when you have a man working on your home. Because that crack, honestly, is like those eyes from the paintings in the Haunted Mansion where that ass crack from a plumber, it follows you around the house.
Yeah, they say that if you touch this rock, you die. And
well, yeah, and apparently yeah, they said it releases a spewing poisonous gas from time to time, which is why they call it a killing rock.
Cool.
But this is the reason why I'm suspicious is because if this is really a tourist spot, wouldn't they lean into the demon angle, right? Like, if you're a tourist spot, be like, I don't know what's going to happen with this demon.
I think they believe it's really bad, bro.
But I think that in a way, they would be like, they would, to me, that's how you'd know it was fake. If they make kind of like a branded, like, now, you know, just for now, for you, we got 10% off if you want to come hunt this demon, right? Like, they could do that. But the fact that they're trying to overly explain it, just being like, no, very common for a 1,000-year-old rock to just randomly split.
Sure
it is, but is it?
I don't know.
We don't know. And guess what? And no one knows anything. And I think that's also what's really important is that
an archaeologist might know on this situation.
They don't know jack shit, man.
Well,
everything they do is made up. Every rock's different. Fucking, you don't know. They don't know.
They
Bones
do tell time with
man.
Them. Sometimes they can tell what years certain things were occurring because of rock settlement. Yes. Sediment.
But guess what? What if? All right. What if? Yeah, those are the rocks we can get at, bro. There are rocks that we can't even fucking get to. Right? No, listen. Oh, antediluvian, pro-diluvian? I'm pro-diluvian, doc. I'm pro the flood. But I also believe the idea is like, what if there was a massive catastrophe, right? Wiped out fucking hundreds of years of human development.
What's diluvian?
It means like a flood-like event. A flood-like event.
Huh.
So, like, antediluvian.
Out of all the words you don't know, diluvian is when you do.
It's because of Graham Hancock. and old episodes of Rogan.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He said diluvian.
Rogan
has said the word diluvian almost as many times as he said the word COVID. But yes, you could think about, like, what if, like, there was a gigantic extinction event that wiped out all modern humankind, and then the rock has since flattened so hard. Because what? How old's Earth, Fernando?
4.5 billion.
Thank you, Fernando.
It's not like he didn't make that up.
Why
right?
not?
He didn't just make that up on the spot like all these fucking so-called rock doctors.
What does it even mean?
I'm just saying that we've only been around, humankind, as we know, humankind has only been around for 300,000 years. But what if?
That's maybe, some say.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
The evangelical will say 6,000.
No, not those fucking assholes. I'm saying like other people, like the wise Graham Hancock, who you can get a cameo from for $75. Or fucking anybody that has been,
Graham Hancock is on Cameo?
I think so.
Man.
Looking for his lost ages of wage. You know what I mean?
According to Twitter user Lillian, she's the one who saw this cursed rock. She says the rock was split open and the rope was also detached. And she says, I feel like I've seen something that I shouldn't be seeing.
I will also say, this is just a preemptive, I'm sorry to rock people. And I'm sorry because Ellie or my friend Ellie's a geologist. I don't mean to slander you. I know that you work really hard and rocks are real and the science you learn from it can be real. I'm just saying, what if there are rocks that you don't know about?
To be fair, there's no one that hates rocks more than rock people because they're like, this is just another basic rock. Every day, we're like, this is a basic rock. And you know how rare it is to get a demon
cool
rock? Yeah, it's once in a lifetime. It's like if you caught the Golden State Killer, most detectives are just alcoholics and then they die.
Yeah.
They don't get to catch the Golden Gate Killer.
No. Oh, so, no, I was just watching the new, I think, what the hell is the name of the show? It's on Netflix, that it's about, all about hero cops. It's all about cops.
Oh, is that right?
And it's the whole first, one of the first episodes is an entire 45 minutes explaining just how badly the Canadian cops fucked up the investigation of Bruce MacArthur. And them all acting like heroes and shit because you just put like heroic music behind all of the ways they fucked up looking for it. And he's like, no, you just didn't get him. You didn't get him until later. You had the wrong guy. He killed like five more people.
Bruce MacArthur, another example of what happens when the authorities aren't looking at certain marginalized communities, because of course he hunted the gay community as well. And then he put all of their body parts in potted plants, which again is kind of where I don't mind the idea of turning into a tree, but I just don't want to have like eight of them.
The problem was is that they became focused on this one guy that was like the cannibal cop, who was an internet cannibal, where he would have long, extensive fantasy email situations with various people who pretend to be what they called long pigs, and he was a master chef, which honestly I think Gordon Ramsay could sue them for. I feel like he should look at it. It's called like Zambian Meat was the website that they all met on, where he'd go and he'd pretend he's like, oh, I'm gonna cook you up real good. And then it was like some other like guy pretending to be a 15-year-old being like, yes, master, yes, flay my asshole. And you know, the Canadian cops are like, this guy's a real fucking weirdo. And then obviously as they got deeper into the investigation, they found nothing. Because unfortunately, it was all in this very gross, like, it's sad because the guy looks like your grandpa. He looks like a peepaw.
Right.
And he definitely spent all day talking about how you want to eviscerate dick and balls and you wanted to like cook them on his grill. But then he went back to being a peepaw the next day.
Right.
So yeah, well, I guess I know it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with.
And again, you are allowed to do whatever you want consensually. I don't recommend eating one another, please.
Unless it's consensual. Get a contract though.
But even then, just try to take care of him. Maybe have a little finger. Maybe have a nibble of a finger.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night, perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
All right, so there's a man. We have some lizard people out there, but how much do you love them? Would you love them enough to take 52 of them and put them in your underwear?
I honestly because think that I specifically have friends that would.
This man, he was trying to smuggle 52 lizards across the state border. This is the U.S. border agents in California are like, buddy, you're like shaking and stuff. So they were like, dude, you got to come over here. And then they took out 52 live reptiles. They were tied up in small bags, which were concealed in the man's jackets, pants, pockets, and his groin area.
So he walks into, this is the airport, right?
I believe this was just the U.S. border, so I don't think it was the airport.
So he has an actively squiggling set of clothes.
Yeah.
Like you are going in, your clothes are moving. Right, yeah. Your pants are jumping around, your jacket's bouncing back and
going
forth,
crazy,
and
yeah.
He thought that he'd be like, this is subtle.
Well, it worked for Jake the Snake Roberts, I guess, but that snake was almost dead.
It was one snake.
Well, he kind of got a lot of them after. They kept on dying.
Yeah, because he would just put them in the bathtub of his hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah, Jake wasn't taking very good care of himself, so
nor was
he taking very good care of a snake. Although snakes, self-reliant. Anyway, this man had 9 snakes and 43 horned lizards.
Oh.
And I don't know, is the lizard trade really that big of a deal?
It might be. I know that we talked about, obviously back in the day, Kevin Barnett would talk a lot about the problems of the iguana releases that were done from various research facilities and zoos throughout all of Florida, and it changes the entire environment. I think that's mostly a part of it, is because we talked about this, is coming in from Australia. You best not have an apple core.
No.
Because you will get your head bounced against the fucking wall. You can explain C4 coming into America, but you can't explain like, oh, you bring a fucking papaya in here? Oh, yeah, Osama bin Fruitin.
He's on fire today, folks. He's on fire today. That is very true, though. Do not mess around with customs when it comes to Australia. You can maybe bring some crystal meth with you, but don't even think about bringing an American grape. Sydney Aki, their Customs and Border Protection. They say smugglers will try every possible way to try to get their product, or in this case, live reptiles, across the border. It was an American man that brought it over. And I don't know. I mean, is it the worst thing of all time? Dude's 30 years old. And I'm taking a look at the table where they spread all these animals out like as they were bags of crystal meth and cocaine. And to be fair, it looks like they're all dead.
He also didn't try everything because he also got to put them up his asshole.
Yeah,
and
I
suppose. And that's everything. If they found all of these in his jacket, some in his pants, some in his pockets, and one stuck up his asshole, then right. I'd be like, he really left it all in the dance floor.
He gets to keep that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it really does look like it looks like they're all probably dead.
Yeah, I don't think that they did well. And I guess it could be for email side stories, lpodl@gmail.com. Why do we have these lizards? Why do we have these lizards?
I mean,
I'm not talking about for love. Yes, for love. That's different. But if you brought in a bunch of dead ass horned lizards, what does that do? Is that chum?
I don't know. And I don't know what a horned lizard goes for. But either way, just a little story from the Border Patrol.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what we always do. That's going to be our new segment. Yeah. Stories from the Border Patrol. And just us crying for 20 minutes. This is another one. I just want to talk about this.
Okay.
So what I love is man's hubris.
Men's hubris?
Men's hubris, right? Okay. Because we are really close to, they've been talking about this idea of a space elevator, right? This is a concept.
This is actually really cool.
Yes, where our goal is, this is very simple. Again, in email side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. I might be butchering this, but let me know if I'm correct. It seems like this. So you think they're closer to this idea of a space elevator, where they will basically send up something like a weight or a pinion point up into space, and essentially you attach a line from that object back down to Earth, and then you could start sending things up through space.
It makes all the sense in the world. It's no different than I'm just going to call it a rolly ladder.
Sure.
What are those things that descend from helicopters? Rolly ladder.
But it's the idea that, like, the hardest part, it seems that the hardest part to space travel is the getting off of Earth and getting back onto Earth, right?
Okay.
That's the most dangerous part. It's very difficult. You got to get the angle, all this kind of shit. It still has to be kind of done by hand. So the idea is like so it's this interesting thing that humankind might be trying to do, and it might be an easier way for us to explore the stars. But what if we did the opposite, right?
Uh-huh.
And we dug a big old hole.
Ooh,
now,
okay.
We got a problem on this planet, right? Running out of oil, right? Oil's bad. It's killing us, right?
Sure.
So whatever the shit, it's like plant and shit. And I've also read a thing where it said it's not dinosaur bones. That's wrong.
Okay.
I don't know. But, you know, oil's bad, right? We want to get past oil. So part of what we got to do here is, man, some new form of what they need is we need limitless energy. And I say fusion energy, and some people get upset about that because it's very unstable and it can blow up and kill everybody.
I say nuclear energy because it's very safe. And I think it could save the world. The marketing has been tough to pull off, though.
It really has been because of all the people who get the cancer and the melting. When you go down and you got the uranium rods and you know it puts you to sleep.
Absolutely fantastic. On fire.
But the goal here is, and what they're saying is, in order to get limitless energy, their idea, dig the super deep hole.
This is where Marcus is king.
But the thing is, they said digging, they don't do it.
What do you mean?
You got to use nuclear melting, where basically the goal is to get as close as we can to the juicy molten center of the planet Earth to evaporate water at such a rate. This is really all it is. It's creating a chimney. It's digging a hole all the way down.
It's just an extension of the combustion engine.
See, but it's using the combustion of the very planet itself.
You
boil water. Wow, I didn't even know why I covered this story.
We're having a pretty big political conversation about fracking. And that doesn't involve going to the center of the Earth.
There's nothing that can go wrong.
We just talked about a volcanic rock that split in half that released a demon that might kill us all. What do you think is going to happen when we get to the center of the Earth?
There could be a pizza party.
That would be awesome.
What if we get down there and it's nothing but ice cream?
I do remember being, because my parents were obviously so religious, but they believed, remember the tape that came out where it's like, we've reached hell.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all the screens and stuff.
I
believed it was true for a moment.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it was kind of cool when I was 11. But then obviously I realized, it was just gas. But what if it was hell?
Yeah, it would be awesome. And then it'd also be weird we could hear it.
Yeah.
Where's heaven, though?
Well, that's a place on Earth.
Whoa, Belinda Carlisle.
Yes, indeed.
Miss her.
Yes.
R.I.P.
So geothermal energy is
I think she's alive.
I am not keeping track anymore. because Razor Ramon, RIP, he's dead.
That's so sad.
63, lived a hard life, but a fantastic wrestler. But then some people are just never like
Dick Cheney. We've been we keep bringing him up. He's still very much alive and thriving. Yes.
And the other war criminal there, the super
Rummy. No, Rummy's dead. Right?
Rummy's dead, but the real old man Jowls. He still talks every now and again.
Jomerthan Grungle.
That's it, Jomerthan Grungle.
Al Gregorio.
Yeah, I'm sure someone out there knows it. He's an old fucking piece of shit. Who cares?
Rupert Murdoch.
No, actually not Rupert. That's not who I'm thinking of, although it fits.
Well, honestly, I don't even need to cover the story anymore.
No, I love that story, but that was very interesting, and I'm happy that you brought it to our attention because I did think that was quite crazy that now we are drilling to the center of the Earth. But let's go back to Earth. Lunch.
Back to Earth.
Back to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth. I am Gorth, and I will be rubbing your butt today. What kind of restaurant?
I ordered an elderly woman, please.
Yeah, well, whatever. This man, he was eating lunch, right?
Yeah.
But then the thing is, he's such a piece of shit. Matthew James Carrizio, he looks like such a dumpy shit.
Oh, this fucking asshole.
He's 32 years old. He's eating lunch. But unless you prepare yourself and buy the food at the grocery store and you're in your own living room, you have to pay for it.
You do.
Instead of paying for it, he just pointed his gun at the waitress and was like, hey, man, I'm not going to pay. But then he was just charged with 2 counts of felony aggravated assault, as well as 1 count of petty theft. I guess if you steal a sandwich, it is just petty theft. So that's not so bad.
Well, I'm actually kind of mad
but
here.
I'm just looking at the man, fucking... and I don't think that he was hungry.
No,
so this
he's
is not that situation.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think he was at the naked and afraid level of starving. I think he could have waited an hour or two to
eat.
Do
the peckers change the hungrier they get? Do they get bigger or do you lose weight in your dick too?
You lose weight everywhere. But what's weird is that you lose it above in the fucking top mound. Like, you know, I don't know if you have it because it's like I have the chubs.
No, I was just talking.
I have a fat hat on top of my penis.
Yeah. No, I was just talking with Eddie, Ed Larson from Brighter Side about this. I know I'm gaining weight when my zipper starts to fall down because my fat upper penis area, that gains weight first. So then I have to be like, okay, let's watch it. Let's get back to vodso. So let's get back to tuna and rice.
You need a mandel down there. You need something to keep it tight.
Yeah. But, so this guy, he ordered food and then he was upset and it was not prepared to his liking.
Well, can I just say, all right, like, yeah, obviously it is this man's fault. Matthew Carrizosa. Yeah, obviously he did this. But what restaurant did he order from? And what could they have possibly fucked up?
Nothing.
That you would need to pull a weapon. We've been dealing with this. We talked about this. Dickies is not good enough.
Dickies sounds fine.
Well, maybe let's ask. Okay, Kissel, what's a food that you think is good enough to fucking get
if you
violent
mess it,
over?
If you mess it up? If you mess up a, I mean, obviously something like, I want to say like a pizza, but like what is really close, near and dear to my soul?
That Peter Luger steak. If they really fucked that up, I mean, I would just be more mad. I would just be more like, how? But also, how do you fuck up a steak? I eat it all. I don't like a well-done steak, obviously, but I'll still eat it. It's
shoe leather. Yeah, it would have to be something. You know what? If you really fuck up a chicken wing and I want a chicken wing, and I'm like, how did you mess up a chicken wing? If I'm at a place that exclusively sells chicken wings. So if I'm at like chickenwingcentral.whatever, crypto, that's a new restaurant apparently.
Chickenwingcentral.crypto, yes.
Yes, and if they mess up the chicken wing, I'm like, this place is named after chicken wings. That would be infuriating.
It would be, so, but I still don't know if I'd kill.
No, I would never kill. But this dude, he's such a moron. So he ordered this food. like it. So then he just left. But because he's such a fat dump, he left his cell phone behind. So when he came back to get his cell phone.
I forgot something.
That is your
cell. My violence.
Yeah,
I forgot my violence.
Same impression you do for Holden McNeely. I just want to point that out.
They look kind of similar.
So he went back to get his phone. And then the employee's like, hey, jackass, you didn't pay the bill. And then that's when he pulled out a multicolored semi-automatic handgun and pointed it in the face of one of the victims. And then he was arrested later, driving down U.S. Highway 91.
Yeah. Well, they got him real fast.
Jeez.
They got him real fucking fast.
Yes, indeed. He's got a court appearance before the magistrate judge on March 15th. So, hey, it's today.
Yeah.
Well, worst of luck to you, jackass.
Yeah, fuck you, you
Leave
piece of shit.
Employees alone.
It's you a think, hamburger stand. They are fucking struggling, you piece of fucking shit.
That's the problem. Everyone has rage, but it's all directed at the wrong people because it's directed at other citizens as opposed to who it should be directed at, which is the man in charge.
Get the government! Get him!
Just stop shooting or pointing guns at people who are in customer service.
This.
Live from your grave.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. So go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious weedy taste, which is what I like. And yes, three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road and get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name.
Absolutely.
Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan. I don't really want to talk about this in depth, but I do kind of want to like bring it up to maybe have side stories, our listeners kind of like roll it around in their minds see how they react. Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. This is about this TikTok dancer, and I'm going to put dancer I'm going to put that in quotation marks.
Okay.
They believe that she is a victim of an LA based cult. Now it's really weird because we don't like talking very often about boutique cults here because we don't like to give them any attention because that's how they get boosted up.
I also don't know what it means at the time.
Because they don't know what it means.
Right.
Because the word cult is just gets bandied about quite a bit these days. And
we literally have a baby merch called Future Cult Leader because it's cute, but it's like, I don't know.
And it's also that fucked up thing where you talk, there is a sort of a moral crux. If you're above the age of 18 and you consensually, if you agree to be a part of an organization, then is it a cult even if nobody else likes that you're a part of it? I don't know. We got into this conversation when we did the Heaven's Gate vamp.
Could just be a firefighter.
Who knows? But this is a person named Miranda Derrick. They are saying that she might have been a part of this thing. She basically got picked up. Some bullshit about TikTok. I don't care about what it is that she does. But
okay.
They do a thing here where they got picked up by a thing called 7M Management, right? Which is I guess the kind of like the way TikTok kind of worlds work, where like they kind of get hooked up to a production company that will make all their videos for them.
Okay.
This woman went viral with her and her sister doing these dance videos, and it's since kind of like broken up their arrangement to go be with the 7M group that people are now saying is the offshoot of this thing called the Shekinah Church, which is this weird, again, fringe Christian thing saying that they need to save a billion souls, a bunch of like weird shit.
1 billion souls.
I know, it's a lot of work. But I really think it comes down to, there's a lot of various things, because the Miranda woman who says that like her family claims that she's been taken by this cult, but
right.
Miranda Derrick is the one saying, no, actually it's because y'all didn't like my new black boyfriend and I am now choosing to live a separate life with him and working with this production company.
It seems like they have some family therapy they have to get through. If I'm going to join a fucking cult, I'm not joining something that sounds like 3M. I'm not joining something that sounds like a corporate office.
But this is
7M Management
thing.
Films.
Because
that's
Nexium.
Not fun.
Nexium
Call
was a watered-down version of Scientology.
Oh, God. I
know
hate
everything
that.
Else is a watered-down version of Nexium because you don't want to do the work.
Just make it fun.
Make
if
it fun.
If you're
going
to make a cult, make it fun. At the very least, Keith Raniere talking to the Dalai Lama and telling that joke to him. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it only cost $100,000.
When Keith Raniere told the joke to the Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama didn't get it and then fake laughed. It's all a farce.
It's
but
just,
anyway,
I
be careful.
I only bring this up like, just like that kind of idea of like, it's this conversation about cult-like
activity.
She didn't
even do that well. She only had, not to demonize people, being an artist on TikTok, but she only had 9,000 likes and 2,000 comments.
Well, that's on the new stuff.
But that's not much.
I think that there's a real comment. This is maybe even more Page 7 territory. This side of it is more Page 7 territory, where it's like, it seems that the sisters are more so having a public fight because they are breaking up what was a very lucrative system for the two of them. And one wants to go solo and the other one doesn't it. But it does seem that the 7M management company has some weird connections, whatever the Shekinah Church is, which is also super strange. And it really just comes down to, again, you're free to do whatever you want.
It comes down to a thing called money laundering. And there's no better way to do it than get yourself a religion.
Oh, yes. And I feel like there's something like that, too, where you're like, God knows what's happening. Like, you know, who knows what their what the actual machinations are behind the
curtain.
And
that's why I'm starting a new religion, Dorf. If you want to be part of a Dorf, the Dorf religion, you're a Dorfer. And isn't that fun?
I love it.
And it stands for dogs or reptiles farting.
That's cute
and
as
it's
hell.
Really fun.
That's cute as hell.
Each week we watch videos of dogs farting and scaring themselves.
That's
and then you know when a lizard farts because you see the bubbles in the water.
And then you dose them with LSD and you tell them that you're the all-living, all-knowing God.
How much LSD? So the reptile, cold-blooded. Mm. Do you think that, what do you think an alligator, like a big old croc, how do you think they would react on LSD?
I don't know.
Did they ever try it? They never, because they didn't try it on reptiles, did they?
I think it's time. When we next time, we're going to Jacksonville soon.
I can't wait.
I have some acid I could put it up my ass. We're going to Jacksonville.
Make sure
we'll
you
find an alligator. We'll drag him on the stage.
Don't put it up there raw. You're going to trip fucking nuts, bro.
No, I got this pink tube that I'm just gonna fucking the worst
shakes
part's
and
the,
stuff.
The top part is the hardest part,
right? And then
but thankfully it's got this stand at the bottom where really it keeps it from going all the way in.
Well, that is just
because sometimes it gets hungry,
right?
Oh,
and
my
it wants to feed on butt. All right, well, let's do Hero of the Week. This man, he's an actual hero. His name is Bisbeck Biyombo. He's an NBA superstar, and he has donated his entire year's contract, which is $1.3 million, and he has donated it to a hospital in his hometown in the Congo in honor of his father, who passed away last year.
That's incredible.
So, yes, it's really sweet to do this.
That's, like, legitimately good.
Yes, he just signed a one-year contract with the Phoenix Suns, and I hope for many more, because obviously he's got great character, and that is not easily found.
It's not.
So it's the Bisbeck Biyombo Foundation. And he's using his star as an NBA player to help doctors in the Congo and to build this hospital. So that is honestly just very, very sweet.
That's a real hero. Good work, Kissel.
No problem. I did.
Was it a concept? It wasn't just about a woman's breasts. It wasn't about like butterflies.
Betty White.
Yep.
I also did notice I got quite a few DMs. There's been some cats that people have named Betty White, which is interesting. Miyambo. He says, I told my agent my salary of this year would be going to construction of a hospital back home to give hope to the hopeless. And he says, I want to be able to give them better conditions so they can somewhat have hope that their loved ones will be able to live and see another day. So,
well,
that's
and
very
also,
sweet.
One thing also put out there is the shout out to all of the people fighting the draconian measures that the Maine state government are trying to do to stop obscene vanity plates. When we covered that woman last week saying about how she fought the valiant right.
I believe it was fart.
For have her license plate say fart. There are some people out there because you can't say you can't have a license plate that says fuck. You can't have one that says shit ass. You can't have one that says I eat shit.
It's
you
really
can't have
stupid.
One that says I love shit.
The whole point of a vanity plate or a license plate in general,
you.
It's identification, right?
Yep.
So if you're a cop, what's easier? It's E83419 or it's I eat ass. It's got an Impala.
Okay, I'm actually really fine. They canceled one. They did refuse one that says, okay, Karen. They did stop that one. I actually agree with that one.
Well,
and they have another one.
No,
that had, they had one that had, they did reject also, fuck 2020.
First of all, that's funny. The fuck 2020, okay, Karen. That's funny because if you're a kid, you can smash their windows.
Like, okay, Karen.
You know, but anyway.
There are lovely people named Karen.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite waitresses in Las Vegas is Karen, although I believe she has since retired.
Wow, good for her.
She was very sweet and she knew
it's
my
probably
name.
Probably because people getting in her face, going to be like, you one of those bitches?
She was not.
No.
She was wonderful and she
and
served.
And Karen, you know who you are. Good work.
Absolutely.
Good work not being one of them.
The one at Mandalay Bay.
All right.
Okay.
And now let's read some listener emails. I think it's important to preface this with the fact that my dad is of a generally sane mind, but tends to also be a compulsive liar. I know what that's like. Upon hearing stories and making them into his own memory. Sure. This is important to remember. I want to say this to all our listeners and everybody out there. The stories are more important than accurate memory. Because it's more about the emotional memory of the time period.
Isn't that how we got here?
No. Emotional memory is important. How, like, I emotionally know Kissel shat on Dave Kaler's couch.
I did not.
Well, we know that you did.
Nah, I just slept on it naked and the world did what the world does.
So you're saying the shit inside of your butt which you can't even say in Maine anymore. You can't even have a car named shit butt anymore.
You can't do it on a license plate.
And then you, wow, all right, we'll get back there.
Emotional memory.
I can't wait to have a 20-year anniversary, a look back at LPN.
I can't wait to defend myself in front of people because I'm going to win this argument, even if I am wrong.
Who's your lawyer?
Me.
Wow, sir, I've heard that the man who takes himself as a client.
Yeah, did you know what you heard? Is that what you heard? Yeah. Very good. Welcome to the courtroom.
That being said, one time as a kid while visiting him, he pulled me aside and told me he was going to tell me something that he's never told anyone else before in his life. He told me the government used him in MKUltra experiments in the 90s. And the biggest difference between the other stories and his being that witches ran it and they specifically picked him because he knew Kung Fu. Now, he told me after joining the army, he was awoken at 3 a.m. by a strange cloak figures and taken into a secret white room with Ouija boards and witchcraft symbols. He was then apparently left there for days. He said he lost 3 days of his life and woke up later back in the army training like normal. He told me he would get flashbacks, however, of the witches making him do Kung Fu. And that they forced him to do acid and to brainwash him. So being a child at the time, I believed him 100%. And to this day, I have some irrational witch fear because of it. Now, my dad is by no means a good person. And he honestly tells this story to a lot of people in some weird attempt at sympathy. But I think he genuinely believes he was hypnotized by a Kung Fu witch army to kill people. And who knows?
We don't know, do we?
Maybe he was.
Maybe he was.
He probably wasn't.
And to be fair, I mean, when it comes to good person, bad person, if you're going to find someone to do MK Ultra, maybe the more unlikable, because then they'll be more disbelieved. Well, and people don't want to be around them, so why not?
We talk about this all the time. It's all about finding. It's not about how any key can fit in any slot. You have to find the key.
Absolutely.
Now,
the CIA is the slot.
They're the slot. I work as an overnight veterinary technician in a 24/7 emergency animal hospital. The building we work in used to be a medical facility for humans. I believe cardiac, if I'm not mistaken. Now, when I first started working there, I noticed weird feelings of being watched from different places in the building. The stairwell leading to offices upstairs, the actual offices when you pass by them, always feels as if someone is looking at you from them. The surgery unit when the lights are off. Finally, one night, some of us techs weren't busy, and we got to talking, and when I mentioned the weird feelings I was getting, they just said, oh, yeah, this place is haunted.
That's the worst answer you could possibly... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. This place is haunted. A woman haunts our surgery unit at night. Something haunts upstairs and likes to strum the guitar in our employee lounge every so often.
Cool.
No one on overnights goes upstairs unless we absolutely have to. I never experienced any of this personally until about 2 months ago when I was taking laundry to the back. To get to our laundry room, you have to go through central treatment into our surgery unit and past the radiograph room. The lights in our radiograph room were off, and when I passed by, a large black something caught my eye. When I looked, it was a large black shadow figure that just seemed to grow taller. It felt male to me. I'll tell you how you know.
I know what I saw.
I know what I saw. It stayed at the back of the room and it didn't move closer. When I came back to our central treatment, I asked one of the other techs if there was something in radiograph. She confirmed what I saw. And now we've confirmed that some of our animal patients who passed on are also sticking around afterwards as well. One night when I was in laundry, I heard a meow at my feet.
Uh-oh.
I was too far from other units for it to have been a hospitalized patient. So when I heard the meow at my feet, we just euthanized a cat about an hour prior. We heard the clicking of nails on our floor as well.
Oh, my God. Now they have a ghost cat.
That's so scary.
That's
man.
Cool.
I like that. I hope Wendy haunts me.
That'd be kind of nice. Then you don't have to, what do you call that? You take the DNA, copy and paste.
Clone. Yeah.
Oh.
That costs $150,000. It's a lot. I looked up.
Jeez. Just get another one.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You look one just looks just like it.
Yeah.
Name
yeah.
it Wendy. No one knows.
Yeah.
Now, as far as those other Mothman sightings, it caught me completely off guard because the way these people are describing it, it's exactly what I saw. Only it was during one of my sleep paralysis episodes.
Shoot.
In fact, it was the last time I ever experienced sleep paralysis. I only saw him once. I was in high school and very depressed.
Oh, naturally.
I was on drugs and failing due to my shitbag ex on top of one of my best friends hanging themselves. Wow.
Man, that is high school, huh?
That is high school, huh?
Jeez, sorry, buddy.
I played magic.
Yeah, but there was also a lot of trauma.
There was a lot of trauma, but I was in the nerd group and we didn't have a lot of drama. because I was in drama. Dude, I was in charge of the talent show. I booked it. That's a lot of power.
You are such a... Anyway, continue on.
All right. So here we go.
Who did you snub, by the way?
Oh, there were snubs.
Is someone licking a gun right now, staring at a picture of you from high school?
No, I always made sure you compliment sandwich is how you keep from getting murdered. Always say, love your energy here. Right. Not a right fit at this juncture, but we'll circle back. Take a look at your information again. It's really important.
Well, all right. That is how you stayed alive. Good.
So I shit you not, for 6 months straight, I had sleep paralysis every night.
Oh, nightmare.
The last night was me laying in my room. I always hang Christmas lights around my windows and actually fell asleep with the TV on as background noise. Absolutely.
Very nice.
Well, I remember opening my eyes and I couldn't move. I looked around the room only to see that my TV was off. The Christmas lights were red and I could feel the atmosphere crushing my chest. I finally looked up and I saw him, this giant, dark, winged creature with glaring red eyes.
Whoa.
Saying terrified is an understatement. I was beyond fear. Once our eyes locked, it felt like it was 5 or 6 hours of the stare down. His wings were in the best way to explain it was like a dark gray and black along with being damaged and dusty.
Huh.
I couldn't see any facial features because of how bright the eyes were glowing. I've never felt true terror in my life until that moment. And at some point during the stare off, I decided that I couldn't handle it anymore. I was so overwhelmed in every way imaginable. I spoke with my mind and I said, no, I do not want this. Go away. No.
Okay.
I'm stronger than you. Fuck prayer.
Whoa, buddy.
I'm physically here and I'm choosing to end this. And once I said that, I just remember Oren surrounding me and I woke up.
Yeah, it seems like the Mothman was just trying to hang out, have a nice little night, and then the Mothman's like, all right, I guess I'll go again. I really wish everyone wasn't scared when they saw me, but I'll buy.
Well, we were talking about this. I really do feel like the Mothman is malign because all he does is want to warn us of dangers, and people won't believe him because he's scary.
Does he cause the danger, or is he just trying to warn us of the danger?
I think that people it's like, don't shoot the messenger.
That's right. Every weatherman would be dead if that was the case.
Yeah, because weathermen, they fucking lie.
It's mostly weather women now, and they're very attractive.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's
You seen that naked news? That's good news.
Yeah, yeah.
Right
there.
That's how it should be. Just facts and tits.
I mean, I think that's what got Jeffrey Toobin in trouble.
Okay, come on. But that's something he should have shifted. Yeah. He should have moved his paradigm to the naked news.
There was another dumpy shithead, Spritzer, some shithead.
Which
on
one?
CNN. I don't know. He took a picture of him in his underwear.
And that's Anthony Weiner. He did that.
No,
thing with
it was
big bulge.
He's like the
Geraldo, Geraldo Rivera.
He's jacked.
Robert Irvine. Why do I know every single pictures of? Oh, you're talking about a fat guy who's showing his dick?
Yeah, this guy is a fat guy that he works on CNN. He's like the HR of CNN, but he's always on camera. He does a show called Reliable Sources, but they're not. I forget his name. He's dumpy shit. He was like, he should have been bullied more.
Al Gregorio.
We're back to the same
game of just guessing things that I don't know.
Absolutely.
So make sure every day, guys, you're out there. We out here, man. We out here.
We are out here.
We laugh and we live and we love. And you're going to live your life knowing for a fact you're going to do anything possible to not end up as just a severed foot in a pile of trash.
Please, man.
And it's not your fault. It's never your fault if you end up like that. But you got to love knowing that, hey, you know what, today, both my legs attached to my torso.
Got them today.
And that's a win.
That's a win. And if you don't happen to have legs, at least they're not severed off. And then at least you're alive still.
You're still alive. You're alive. If you've lost your legs, wow, a lot of caveats here. I didn't realize we were really walking through a minefield.
But you know, the nice thing now is with the new technology,
those new legs are going to be better than my fucking legs. They're certainly going to be better. Your clot riddled legs.
Well, that was a fetish site that I went on. People who were like, I wish I didn't have these legs because the freaking tech is so cool.
So cool now. Yeah. So honestly, and then you can laugh. Think about it. If you don't have legs, how much better your fucking legs are going to be than all these precious so-called athletes. I bet you as soon as you get them new robot legs, some new magic shoes, you're going to be out there. You're going to be jumping all around them, faster than them, killing them one by one, showing them all. They're like, how dare you fucking think I'm half of you, less than you? I'll fucking kill and kill and kill and kill and kill again with my new legs.
Absolutely. Or maybe even the new arms like Jax from Mortal Kombat.
That would be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Wow. That got really aggressive.
It was very nice. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to see you on the road. Oh my God, this next week, it's going to be a lot of traveling for us, but it's totally worth it because we can't wait to see you.
Atlanta. Coming to see you, Atlanta. Can't wait to be home.
Yes.
Can't wait to fucking see y'all guys. We got
and
fucking Memphis.
And then also with Jacksonville, don't forget the Jumbo Shrimp.
I think we'll have to do one of the songs.
I think we might have to.
We
and if you're a Jumbo Shrimper out there, come on out to the our ball game, would you?
Simply the best at radio.
Thank you for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we end it.
Yep. Every day.
Wow. Another perfect episode. Wow.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.